trying to say.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Chapters Podcast. Today, we are going to have a good session, I believe. We're here again with Caleb Standridge.
How's it going?
Jaden Davis.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Ashton Williston.
What up? Williston.
Oh.
Willis.
Cut it off. We got to start over. No, I'm just kidding. My bad. So today we're going to talk about one of our topics is perspectives on the generational curse of having no guidance on relationships outside of one's family. Anybody like to go first?
Yeah, I'll jump in there. When I was thinking about this question, I think it was always a rough road. And we talked a little bit about this before, I believe.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of expectation being placed upon you by the other generations, your grandparents and your parents, on succeeding. And there are times when succeeding means you have to focus on yourself, pushing them to, you know, your studies, you have to like, or your sports, you know, they want you to succeed in life. So they don't always encourage the idea of you should date this person, you should intermingle with all these different friends, and you should go out. And they really kind of sheltered you. And so later on, when I was in college, the field was opened and I was kind of overwhelmed, made some bad decisions in dating, you know, getting with people, and like, wow, that was obviously a red flag. But that was just something you just had to learn when you experience all of that. And so I don't regret it. I think they had good intentions, but there's a big learning curve when you jump into the dating scene.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I feel like in my experience, especially when I was a teen, probably back in junior year or even sophomore year, you know, mostly I was just kind of worried about, or my parents were more worried about me being in school and doing sports and just trying to get education done. And in that aspect, I was just kind of going out into unguided territory. That's what it was. Mm. Especially, you know, building a relationship with a female. Probably really no chicks. That's my preference. That was my preference back in the day. And just trying to build a relationship like that is kind of hard. And of course, you know, if you don't do it right, you can get yourself hurt. You know, they say one thing, do this and other, then you just don't know at that point. Then again, we haven't been taught.
Yeah, just going off of what y'all said, my personal experience was, you know, from a very early age, I can remember, my mom being a single parent for the longest, it was never relationships or girls and stuff like that. It was actually like, kind of in a way, discouraged heavily. And like, you know, whatever you say or however you feel or whatever you think, you know, just kind of push that to the side. And so I remember one time I had this quote unquote girlfriend in like elementary school. And, I didn't know much about that. I thought it was cool to, you know, have relationships during that time. And I got in big trouble for that. So even from a young age, you know, we're kind of like not taught at all. Even when I got a little older, my mom or, you know, parent type people didn't really explain anything to me. So I kind of had to figure it out on my own and basically figure it out. And so, you know, fast forward, you know, with school, work, all that type of stuff, it just came a lot easier to me. So, I think that it's important to, in my opinion, as kids, if you have kids or whatnot, just to kind of like explain it to them in a healthy way, for sure.
Better way.
Yeah, better way.
I feel like now that, we're older, we're going to do better than what our parents did, you know, talk to them more.
For sure.
Because, you know, like Caleb and Jaden said, we're not, you know, when we start talking to a girl or anything, you're not really talked about anything, but, you know, don't get her pregnant. You know, that's basically it.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of they push education on that more. So they think the more that we focus on our education, the more we're, you know, that the less likely chance of that happening. But my experience kind of different because I couldn't get girls being in high school. So that's kind of harder.
That's
but like now, my current girlfriend, you know, I've basically done everything learning on my own and also learning from like other people's like relationships, how that failed. And just trying to not fail mine and, you know, kind of like that.
The Rizzly.
Do you feel like it is like a process starting out?
For sure, yeah. Even like you think you know what you're supposed to do or what you should do, you know, it's still a lot different than that, in my opinion, because, you know, I've had a girlfriend for 4 years now. So even after 4 years, it's still, you know, I'm still learning how to deal with things, how to, you know, emotion wise, decision making and stuff like that. And I feel like it's always going to be an ongoing process, no matter how old you get. So. You know, you're always going to be growing and changing. Sure, you may be different than you was last year, so it's always a process, I think.
Man, did y'all ever had to, like, hide y'all's girl from your parents? I know I have.
Facts.
There's definitely, like, a period where, like, if you make it to this point, then I might show you, you know, who my parents are. You need to get to meet them. Because there's always that stigma, too, because... You know, since your parents have such a high expectation for you, they expect your partner in the same way too,
yeah.
That same expectation. So sometimes I'll bring them around. They're like, wow, she's really white. White, you know, you couldn't find like, you know, a Cherokee girl or, you know, Choctaw girl. I was like, have you seen them? What are we looking at here?
Do you ever feel like sometimes, you know, like your significant other at the time would want to meet your family, but you're kind of like, no, just trying to protect you or shelter you away from that?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm like, you're not ready for all that. Let me tell you, you're not ready for that. And so it's different, you know, it's definitely compared to like, you know, I would say even white families, like she would take me over there and it'd be like a totally different ball game. And I would have to learn all of that, too. And so that's another like learning curve is learning how to be a certain way around her parents, you know, their culture and their lifestyle. And so I was like, no, you're not. Listen, this, they're going to be nice to you at first, but they're going to like whisper in my ear, like, I don't know about this one. Just might reconsider. So I know I've had to do that time or two.
But shut up, mom. I love her. She loved me too.
Yeah, my family's mean. When I introduced my girlfriend to them, they were like, oh, she's real?
I'm going, oh, oh, damn.
Shoot.
I know everybody has a different perspective, especially females, and currently we don't have any on the show right now, or this session right now. We've had females on this show before. But I like to say, everybody just is different. There's different experiences. And I know I talked to Marnie about this, like, I think about a week ago. And she was telling me that her experience is way different than probably mine and Brenner's. And I think Brenner also has a different experience than us because he's older than me and Marnie, about 7 or 9 years.
My bad.
Okay.
Oh, I'm saying because you said 7 or 9 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that man is old.
Yeah.
Brenner Maine, you old.
He's older.
His back's out right now, actually.
Yeah. Oh. He's getting a little bit strained. He's getting that fixed right now. So, y'all think I'm good on this? Is that y'all's piece?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good, y'all. It's going to stray away a little bit from the seriousness and, our next topic is talking about native ghost stories / cryptic lores and personal experiences, if you have any. I think most my experiences are probably when we was doing the haunted trails. That's like, I could definitely tell. And we used to do haunted trails back at Jaden's aunt and grandmother's property, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of back in the little area. Mm-hmm. And it's a hush town now, mm-hmm. in the city. And I feel like when we did our haunted trails during Halloween, or even sitting up sometimes, I feel like something's always watching me out there. Couldn't tell you what it is. I don't know if it's an owl watching me, Bigfoot, deer woman. Don't know what kind of cushions running around.
Something, yeah.
Something. But I feel like that's like one place that you could really, I just felt really sensitive to it.
Yeah. I remember hearing stories about my mom when she was younger, and how, you know, potentially little people would be messing with her. I remember this one story whenever she was, like, kind of a toddler.
Yeah.
Or either a toddler or, like, a very young, maybe a baby. I don't know. She was, like, walking, though.
Probably a toddler.
Yeah, like, she was walking, though, for sure.
Child. Most definitely a child.
Yeah, a child. Yeah. And I heard that, you know, they had a dog during that time at her grandma's house. And so she went outside with it one day. And I guess the dog had seen something. And it was, like, you know how dogs are when they... Like, they sense something or they spot something, like, they just stand still for a minute. And they're, like, scanning the area. So, that dog did that, and then she, like, grabbed the tail of the dog, and it started going deep into the woods way back there. So, you know, it's kind of thick in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, from grandma's house to walking through that woods, there's a highway. So, it's a little bit of a walk.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a kid. But she followed that dog through that woods, and we don't know exactly why, but, you know, I've heard stories. It could have been little people, like, you know, taking her into the woods or whatever.
Kind of cautious.
Yeah, but she ended up close to that highway going towards Hochtown.
Maybe like US 259?
Yeah, 259. So I thought that was wild. I didn't know that till, like, you know, recently she told me that story.
Yes, I forgot to say that area is like right off 259 next to Pack Rat, and I guess it's like ATV rental area now.
Yeah.
They're back behind there. Oof.
You ever been to Wheelock at night?
Yeah.
Man, we used to, when I was in college at Carlisle, where I'd come down on the weekends and I'd come hang out with my little cousins, Travian and Brendan. And we'd go out to Wheelock at night and just walk the cemetery. One night, we were walking by the gate, looking towards the building. And me and Travian, we just see, looks like a little girl, just kind of walking slowly at first. And then next thing you know, just took off running tree to tree. And then kind of getting a little bit closer to us. And so we kind of freaked out a little bit and took off running to this truck. Man, and then I got a funny story. One night, Caleb and them went as a crew and spent the night there. And this is before I worked at the culture center. And I seen on Snapchat that Meech and them were there. I was like, what are they doing there? And then we see them with their flashlights out, just looking around, and we just start messing with them and just start making like noises out towards the cemetery. And then they start getting closer, flashing their lights. And then as soon as they flashed their light right on us, we took off running. And then I never told them till like a year or two later that was me.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was like a couple months ago. You're like, yeah, that was us the whole time.
And then, wasn't it Noah ran into the back of the truck? Got hurt.
He hit the... What is it?
The hitch.
The hitch.
He got hurt.
He hit the hitch.
Dang. Dang, you should have told him then. A sick man. Was this like around Halloween time or?
I don't know. When was it?
I think it was sometime in the spring last year. I want to say. It was cold. It was like a little bit chilly and windy.
Yeah, I remember. I'm not probably at liberty to say this, but. I know a couple of my friends that went into Wheelock, like into the school building area. They really didn't say much, but I was in the car because I never went in. I never went in to the buildings because, you know, I felt some type of way because it's disrespectful to me. It is. you know, just kind of like the holes, trying to get us scared. Mm-hmm. And I just went back to the car and I was just waiting on these fools. And I just remember like flashlights just going up and down. These fools are chopping out back to us. But they never said anything, like they saw it or whatnot. I was like, okay, we're just going back home then. Peace out.
Yeah. My dad said that they used to, you know, like for kind of like summer youth, they used to work there when he was in high school. And he said that my Uncle Ham, he was in, I guess, there used to be a building that's torn down now. They said it was the gym. And they said they locked him in there.
Oh, dang.
And he was banging on the door to get out. And he said he turned around and he just seen a little girl in a dress just dribbling a basketball.
Ooh.
In the corner. And then, terrified.
She said, tee up. My ball. I'd say another thing. It's not really ghosts, but I remember it. Our cabin, our property, our hunting cabin, there used to be, I think this was like 2014 or might have been the next year. But we was just checking up on the property one day, and I remember walking up, and there's this big ass footprint. It's like, it was like 13, 14 inches long and about like 3-4 inches wide. God. But it was just
true. I wish.
Big footprint left, and it wasn't even in the grass. It was like his foot just, it weighed so much, it dug in, and just it was mud. So that's like, I guess that's one of my Bigfoot experiences, if I ever had any.
Where's that at?
At my hunting cabin.
Yeah, where's that?
Near Eagle Town.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like past, kind of like where Redwood is. Not as far as Craig Road, not that far. In that vicinity.
Mm. Man, one night, me, a bunch of my cousins, me, CJ, Big Nippy Williams, Rayburn, and who else was, I think it was my buddy Z, we went, used to go what we called ghost hunting. We just go the towards like the back of Rat City, like Weyerhaeuser.
Yeah.
The old baseball fields over there, like back there. You can't go there now. But we'd go back there, we'd sit in the truck, turn the truck off, just wait to hear something. Well, one night we did it, and we hear something, and we're trying to start the truck, and the truck won't start, and so we're like freaking out a bit. When he finally gets it going, we get back to his grandma's house, CJ's grandma's house, and we're just sitting there talking, and next thing you know, someone notices handprints on the windows. And with these handprints, they have fingernails about like 3 or 4 inches long.
Yeah.
And so he's like, he's freaking out a little bit, and so we looked at the everywhere else on the truck, and there was like full, like two hands on it with like nails, like four inches long.
God, were they like regular size hands, and just
they just like look like sharpened nails.
Oh,
it's like a small hand, but with sharpened nails.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang, I don't know what that is. Probably a witch or something.
I think that's probably what it was. And then One night, they played a prank on me, and we were ding-dong ditching. Well, we knew who they were, so that's why we did it. And they were about to take off in their truck, and so I just jumped in the back of the truck, and then they took off towards Weyerhaeuser. I went to the back there, turned the truck off, and I was so terrified. I just had my hood down and my head down. And next thing you know, like a couple minutes later, they turned the truck on and they just hauled back to their grandma's house. And they were like, and I was like cussing them out. And then they said, there was a shadow walking up on you. That's why we took off. And I was like, y'all about killed me.
Dang. The dang chud is always playing. I know. Even in serious situations.
Hey. You got any, Caleb?
I've never had any experiences, just vibes. I think the worst vibes I've had was at Finley. JD probably knows.
I got Finley. Finley.
Yeah, Finley's just got a weird vibe, especially out towards like Old Cedar Church. It's scary during the day, but it's also like especially scary at night. And even like some of the old, like some of our family stories, it's like dealing with like Old Cedar Church and even the highway going towards Findlay. There was one story that my aunt always says, seemingly every Labor Day, but it was this old guy just driving by himself and at night, and then his car just kind of goes dead, and it comes to a stop, and the car doors just open up, and he could just feel that there's something like getting into the car and sitting there with them. And so he drives a little bit more, his car comes back on, and then at a certain point again, it stops, door opens back up, and he could feel that thing, like the pressure, just leave. Mm. And he said he was just so tensed up that whole night. But that was just on that short stretch towards going towards Findlay.
Like, is this Uber for a ghost?
Right. No tip, no nothing.
Shoot, that's why I'll be zooming when I used to go to Findlay. I'll be zooming on that road.
Yeah. Lowering it. Yeah, especially back where, you know, they live. It's super scary. I don't like staying there.
So I have a story to piggyback off that with the Old Cedar Church. So, you know, when me and Aaliyah first started dating, you know, they'd play Manhunt and stuff. You know, we were young. But of course we didn't play at night.
Oh, you talking about that one app? You said Manhunt?
It was like hide and seek, basically.
Oh, okay.
But it would be like me, Aaliyah, Yaz, and, you know, a couple other people. So it would be like a handful of us. And so we would go all up around the properties and went over to the church. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time, I thought I saw somebody at the church. And so I walked over there. And you can kind of see, like, the outline of the church, right? And it's kind of white. And so you can kind of see if there's, like, a shadow or whatever there. And as soon as I get closer, I'm starting to get around the curve. The dirt road. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, was it like 40 feet maybe? It's kind of close, kind of far, but I mean. And then I kind of see like this black figure just around the corner of the church. And I'm like, is that somebody right there? Because I was it at the time. And then I was looking at it for a second. I just froze and I was like, is that somebody right there? And then I watched for a little bit longer and I start walking again. And it's like a tall black figure just walks across the church. And you can see the outline of it.
Ooh.
And it's like, it's all black. Mm. It's like a shadow. Mm. And then not only that, but it had red eyes too. And I'm like,
oh.
I'm going back. I don't take off, but I'm like, I walk back slowly because I'm like, yeah. I mean,
Aaliyah, you're on your own. I'm leaving y'all out here.
I'm like, I'm done with this game. It's over.
It was like 8-9 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
And skinny.
Oh,
no. Kind of like Slenderman a little bit.
Real life Slenderman.
Yeah, that was like a shadow, though. That's a weird thing. And it was walking across the church and disappeared. But yeah, Findlay always got weird vibes there. So.
Yeah, it's that feeling of like being watched. Yeah. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say that's worse than behind Grandma Ruth's?
I don't know. They're both
about the same.
They're about the same, low key. I got another story from Grandma Ruth.
Oh, Lord.
So, this was whenever we used to hang out with Kobe, remember?
Yeah.
Kobe Billy. So, I remember when we were younger. I don't know if this is a Konakusha story or Shapeshift or whatever. But, I kind of forgot how it went. But we're playing hide and seek, basically. And,
oh, God.
it's always with hide and seek, though.
It's always hide and seek.
But, I think Kobe was, no, somebody else was it. I don't know who it was, but I went hiding somewhere. I remember I hid, like, under a car. Or, yeah, I went hid under a car somewhere. Then I got found. And then Kobe was the last one, I think, to be found. But he went behind Grandma Ruth's house. So it was kind of a walk a little bit. Because they had, like, this big propane tank back there.
Yeah.
So he was hiding behind that. And he said that I had walked up on him, and I was like, can I hide with you? And he was like, yeah. And so, you know, we're kids, and he's like, yeah. And then, he said that, you know, why are your eyes red, Jaden? Because he said that apparently I had red eyes. And I was like, yeah, he told me this after the game, and I was like, I didn't hide with you, man. And so he was like, I swear that was you. So I just remember that, and I was like,
same clothes, no.
Yeah, it was.
I remember you don't have to go far behind that house to like experience something. Like 20, 30 feet max. Mm-hmm. I always remember, like, when we go to the trail, and, like, the way we get to the trail, it's, like, another trail, like, a really bushy trail. Mm-hmm. Like, you walk in it, and it could be, like, broad daylight, but when you walk in it, it just gets dark.
Yeah, it's thick back there.
I got one more. Since powwow's coming up down in Broken Bow, 1 year, I can't remember what it was. I think I was, like, 13 or 14, and me and my cousin Jackson... we're playing catch on the side of the complex towards the baseball field. So we're throwing the ball up against the wall and catching it back and forth. Well, this little girl, like, walks up on us and doesn't say a word and just stares at us. And we're, like, looking around trying to see if her parents are around. There's nobody out there. Like, nobody in the parking lot at all. And then Lucas, Baptiste, he's by the door, the back side of that door. He calls us over, and then we're telling him, he's like, hey, this little girl just staring at us. And then he, like, looks over at her. Next thing you know, we just hear a big old crash sound. And then we go to, like, look, go and step inside for, like, 5-10 seconds to see what it was. So there was nothing there. And then we step back outside, and that little girl is gone.
Dang.
And then, like, we, like, look around the parking lot. We go back inside. Look in the complex, everywhere. Could not find this little girl.
Dang.
And then we just went back to playing catch. And then next thing you know, there's, like, the sewer thing right beside it. And we just hear, like, a little girl laughing in it. And then after that, we just took off inside and just stayed inside the whole town. Whole powwow.
Oh, it was during the powwow?
Oh, yeah, it was during the powwow.
Oh, dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Somebody brought something, probably.
Yeah, I know.
That's... crazy. No, like, the complex in general, like, whenever it's shut down and it's kind of, like, it's all dark and dim, it's kind of eerie in there, but it's not that bad.
But this was, like, probably not even 7, it wasn't even dark yet. It
was,
like, still, like, sun out, but it was starting to get dark, but, yeah, it's crazy. Couldn't even find her everywhere, anywhere. We looked everywhere.
Do you know what she was wearing, or?
I don't know. That was a long time ago, but, like, during that time, yeah, because, like, we were looking, because we remember. But it's even scarier when my other cousin, he walked up, and his hat dropped, and she picked it up and gave it to him. I was like, oh, she gave you bad medicine.
Probably. It's probably Pilgrim, I don't know. All right, so I guess we're going to switch over to the next topic, if y'all like. So, this one's kind of going to be a little bit hard. I kind of got to remember some of it. Is top 5 songs most natives listen to in any genre and generation. Last night, I was talking to Mr. Guapo, and he said one of the ones was Thunderstruck.
Agreed. Any drinking game song.
God.
Natives listen to.
Chip.
Thunderstruck. Shout out, Brett Williams.
Brett Williams. I'd say Poison, Thunderstruck for sure, and what's another one? Oh, Usher, yeah.
Usher.
No, yeah. Chuck just can get down to that.
Lil Jon.
You're saying Neon Moon?
Neon Moon. George Strait.
You ever think about any of the R&B music? I know you said R&B earlier.
Beyonce.
Alicia Keys.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, I got one now. 50 Cent. What was it called? 50 Cent. What was the one? I forgot the name of it. I know it's like an R&B song. Not window shopping.
Shoot, I don't know. It's kind of hard. Top 5 songs. I mean, everybody getting jiggy with a lot of stuff.
Just top songs.
Top songs.
I was just thinking about, like, songs like most natives. Like, you put it on, any native, just get down to it. That was kind of a hard one.
That was hard.
Yeah. Just, until, like, the music starts playing, then you'd be like, oh, yeah. I really can't think of that one right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
I have to come back. I have to do another session on that one. I guess we'll just go on to the next topic. And this one's a recurring topic. It's one of my favorite ones, if you haven't noticed or if you've been listening. Is Doom Chapter 2 going to be good?
I'll start off on this one. I've never seen Doom at all, so...
You know what? I'll add on to that. Me neither.
I know one person that plays in that, and that's all I'm going to say.
Was it Zendaya?
It might be.
No comment. No comment.
No comment. No comment. This time. No comment.
We'll leave that up to you, Minka.
Oh, yeah. So I hope it's going to be good. It should be. Come on, Timothy Chalamet.
How long was the first one? It was like 2 or 3 hours?
It was almost 3 hours.
It was almost 3 hours. Man, it better be good. This one's like another 2 or 3 hours.
The reason why I keep saying like the release date it needs to release on is because it's supposed to release last November. And I think before that, it was like an earlier date, but they kept changing the dates. Mm. So we'll find out tomorrow, yo.
What's your favorite part of Dune?
Probably when the House Atreides gets thrown over.
Oh.
Or gets betrayed.
Gets betrayed. I like the sandworm. That's my favorite. It's chasing them. Mm-hmm. And I gotta book it.
Big ass worm. The Alaskan bull.
Nay. Man, did you see the popcorn covering? It's got like that sandworm coming up.
No, I didn't see it yet, no.
People were like, I'd be doing some 30 things to that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's wild. It looks wild. Try to find it.
I'll take your hand. I'll suck your hand in.
What's Dune? Is that like off of a novel? Based
yeah,
off
yeah,
a novel?
Yeah, it is off of a book. Okay. Your novel. Whatever you call those things.
Yeah. Whatever you call
I don't do much reading.
So it looks like that.
God! Yeah!
Like, you see me in the theater by myself, mind your own.
I'm gonna be me. What's that sound? I don't know, man. It's the movie. It's the movie.
Don't sit way in the back by yourself in the corner.
Start plotting out of nowhere.
Yeah, but it should be a pretty good movie. Can't wait to see Florence Pugh, Zendaya, and Dave Bautista. They got they got some pretty good actors in the movie. Like a lot of A-list actors in it. Okay, I guess we're gonna go down to one of our last questions or topics. Is any inquiries the guests would like to talk about? So anything y'all would like to talk about? Who would you, Caleb?
Oh, let y'all go first.
Oh, okay. So we've all played at Labor Day exhibition, right?
Yeah.
So when was the first time you played in that?
I only played Youth League. I never played actually.
The exhibition at Labor Day?
Exhibition? Oh, I thought you meant the actual big games. First time, I think I was like 12 or 13. Like playing with adults.
Oh, just in general again.
Yeah, I said about 12 or 13.
Were you thrown out there?
I just wanted to play.
You did?
And I think that's when I first had some sticks made for myself. Yeah, I used to have some old sticks that had leather wrapped around it. Then I had yellow tape wrapped around it. Thought I was the shits, man. Thought it was cool. Fucking had trading card and everything. Boy.
One of my first times was when I'd seen you out there. I was like, hey, I want to go play. And then that's when I met Jaden. That's when I started meeting Jaden. See him once a year, and then now we're roommates.
Roommates.
Shoot, I remember just being thrown out there low-key.
Yeah.
Like, I really didn't know much. Like, I was kind of whack, too, so I was, like, just thrown out there. But it was fun, though.
I think there's a video. I saw it, and it looks like Jaden. Of him, like, picking up the ball and running, but it's, like, looked like it was recorded on Samsung, so it was like all bad audio. Or audio. Yeah, video.
Mm.
Shoot, I got a question or a topic. Is Caleb G making his stickball debut soon?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the answer is yes. I got an apron being made, and the stipulation for the apron is that I actually have to wear it and use it in the game. So
okay.
Who made the apron?
Gonna have battle scars.
Megan Baker.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes, Megan Baker. So she's actually, it's supposed to be like a twine piece. And so I don't know how often I'll wear it after the debut, but I might frame it. Hold it, put it up there.
Is there a set date?
I think I'll definitely sign on for World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that.
Right here.
Oh, okay.
But it does it already. It's useless.
But I would like to at least get a 15 on 15 or a 12 on 12 under my belt before that.
Oh, yeah.
You got time. You got time.
That's right. I got choices.
There's a NSU tournament. Go back and...
I was thinking about that. I was like, that's so low-key. It's probably going to be trash. That's exactly where I'll slide in.
You got to go back where it started.
That's right.
To the roots. Roots.
Be like Rocky. I just worked my way from the underground all my way up.
Mm-hmm. You started training yet?
No, I need to. I need to start running.
Gonna be like all over the chat. Just go out there. Raw dog. I did that last year at that Southeastern tournament. I was like, oh no, I'm gonna be sore the next day. I was like, I'm out of shape, breathing hard. But I wasn't the only one on our team breathing hard like that.
Y'all went pretty far, didn't y'all?
Huh? Yeah, we played like four games.
Yeah.
So
I got a question. When's your debut back on the?
Oh, my debut?
His return.
Return.
I don't know. It's going to be some years. Then I was thinking about doing a podcast at the World Series.
Okay.
And video, too. So I kind of want to be like on the sidelines. Like
Mark Williams.
Better view. Better view instead of from like a, what do they call that place? The stands?
The press box. He'd be on the sidelines.
But there's Ashton getting his ass whipped. No.
Cut that out.
Oh, my kid's live. I remember that we played the exhibition back in October. Shout out to Roger Anderson. Fucking first play, this dude got trucked. I was like a foot, like a yard away from him, and I was trying to chop down and get to him. And I think he played for NASA, so it was the whole kid. I said, kid, but he's an adult, so. And he just went over there, and Roger's trying to pick up the ball, and he just dusted him.
Golly.
And Caitlin's always like, Daddy, no! And I was like, just holding my mouth, and I was like, oh, shit. And Roger's like, the oldest of my dad, so about 52 years old.
Yeah, golly.
Yeah. He was... By the second game, we're just trying to hold it together. Everybody's check engine lights were coming on.
So what's a movie? I was thinking about movies earlier. What's a movie you love to hate, and what do you think is the greatest movie of all time?
Ooh, that's hard.
Movie that I love to hate is Marley and Me.
You got beef with Marley?
Yeah.
Question of why?
There's the plot of the whole thing is about a dog and a man pushing at the same time, and they have kids at the same time. That's the whole point of the movie, and that makes me angry.
And Marley dies too.
And Marley dies at the end, so there's no investment. Like, I just watched this whole movie, and the dog dies at the end.
So what is your favorite movie then?
Oh, it's gotta be Shrek 2. Shrek 2 has to be the greatest cinema experience of all time. It's got everything.
You know, my love-hate is with scary movies. I hate when they made Lolos do the dumbest stuff. Like, I watch, y'all watch the new Scream with
Jenna Ortega?
Ooh. Yeah. Dude, they tripped this man up. He's laying on the ground. And then they just take off running instead of picking up the gun and shooting him. I was so mad. I was fighting. I was about to fight in the theater. Just scary movies like that just
That movie we watched the other day, Thanksgiving,
oh, yeah,
it was like that.
It was fucking stupid.
It was so cringe.
I'd say one of my favorite movies right now, so that's the only thing I could think about, is probably Pulp Fiction.
Ooh.
Quentin Tarantino. I know it's all kind of like all over the place, but if you watch it like at least 4 times, you'll love it. I think one of my favorite scenes is when Julius says that scripture, Ezekiel 25:17. Oh, that's a hard line right there. I'm going to get that tattooed on me. Ezekiel 25:17. Then, are you going
to... It's kind of hard for me because I don't really be watching movies like that. But I'm a Marvel head, I guess. Any Marvel, pretty much. Unless it's Captain America.
Oh.
You got beef with Captain America?
Yeah, I do. I do got beef with Captain America.
You got beef with Captain America?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He's just whack.
Just whack.
My boy's like, anybody can get super serum. So
it's true.
Super serum.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen The Beekeeper that's out?
Oh,
yeah, I gotta check it out. It's got Jason Statham in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah.
It recently came out.
It's weird, though. There was no previews for it, and so it just came out, and then I seen it, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna check this out. Dude, that movie's amazing.
Mm. Lucky it didn't stay out long, either.
It's still out in Sherman, I think.
Yeah, what? Ooh. District, yeah. It was like...
I think it's still out in the district. I seen it come back.
I think everybody can probably agree with me on this. One movie I absolutely do not like is Human Centipede.
Oh, God.
I remember the first time I seen it, and I was a teenager. I was about 15 or 16. And one of my best friends was like, we gotta watch this movie. And we was like, what? Why? And yeah, we watched that movie, and I've been scarred since.
I didn't watch the movie, but I saw the South Park version of it, so I get the gist of it.
Yeah.
Oh, lucky soul, we didn't get to see that movie.
Traumatizing.
What's the rest of the movie about?
Huh?
What's like the rest of the movie about? Because it's just that I just remember the one scene where it's like they're all strung together.
Just the one scene. That's all I remember.
I forgot the scientist's name, but it was just like the plot was that if you could feed like the first person, just the first person, that the others could live because the food would digest. And it's kind of hard to talk about.
Yeah,
and trying to imagine it at the same time. So,
isn't there multiple human centipedes?
Yes, there's three of them. Only saw first one in half of the second one. It's not for the faint of heart to go.
I don't think it's for anybody.
I think I need to go to therapy for that.
Well, I got a question. Who's your favorite actor or actress? If you have one.
I'd say favorite actor is probably RDJ. The actress is probably Scarlett Johansson. Undisclosed reasons.
Okay.
Let's see. Idris Elba's been doing really good recently. I've really liked his work.
Okay.
And then actress Florence Pugh. Man.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
She did really good in Oppenheimer.
Yeah, she did.
I think one of my favorite movies of RDJ is Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder. Oh, amazing performance, huh?
I'm a dude disguised as a dude that's playing another dude.
Dude, I like Samuel L. Jackson, dude.
Oh yeah.
Dude, my favorite, I think one of my favorites is Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
Actress. Probably Scarlett Johansson.
For undisclosed reasons.
Probably actor. I say Denzel Washington.
That's a good one.
He's number two. Training Day. That's one of my favorites personally.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Facts. Actress. That's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Undisclosed reasons. Do y'all have any stories of like any wild party stories?
Yeah, but I probably have to dull down a little bit. Yeah, actually, I don't know if I can say that. Too wild. I was a delinquent back in the day. Still am, but not as bad. Just a wild child. Especially when I was just out with my crew by myself. Always got into stuff. Then sometimes Marty be dragging me out. Sometimes I didn't want to go out. And the only reason that, only way Marty could go out anytime when we was like teenagers is if she brought me. And sometimes I'd be tired as hell. I didn't want to go nowhere. I just want to go home. We would be getting back to like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Golly.
I tried to throw Marty on the bus or anything, but that's just what happened. Yeah, I'm about to think about that one. Unless one of y'all got one.
One of the first parties, I didn't go to a lot, I didn't really go to parties in high school. But when I was at Carlisle, when I went to college in Carl Albert, one of the first parties I went to, it was at some baseball guy's house, and there was a bunch, it was basically a bunch of Lolos, and they were like, it was me, a Hawaiian, and 2 Lolos guys, and we were the only colored people there. And
yeah!
But they were cool. And, like, an hour or two into the party, some guy comes up to us, and he's like, hey, I'm about to start a fight with one of the baseball dudes. And then we didn't think he was really going to do it, and then 5 minutes later, we just, big old fights going on in the beer pong room they're playing in. And then I get my phone out, and I start recording, and then out of nowhere, I get pushed out of the way. And then I thought, I was like, oh, shoot, about to get in a fight. And then the one dude just puts his hands up. He's like, my bad. And he's, because he was just trying to get in to, get his buddy that was getting fought. And I was by myself. Or I thought I was by myself. My one buddy, he was right behind me. He had his fist up about to throw hands right away. But then we got back to the college. And the next day, I'm walking out of our activity center. And these baseball guys pull up to me. He's like, hey. He's like, come here. And I was like, oh, shoot. I was like, I ain't do nothing. And then they were like, you got a video of that fight? And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I just sent it to him.
Like, world star. Oh, I got one now. I'll say this one's it's not that bad. It's, I guess, my first college party, too. Southeastern. Shout out to Southeastern Durant, where we at right now. It was, like, the second or third week when school started. And, you know, everybody's young, everybody wants to get into that vibe, you know, just trying to chill, get wild. And I think we went to this, I'm not sure if it's a baseball team or it's a football team, frat house. But everybody had heard about this party, and I think there's like 150, maybe 200 people at this little-ass house. The smaller, it's like this, but it had a basement. They're like a house like this, and it had a basement. Had all them kids up in there, and of course everybody's, you know, doing their thing, just partying and whatnot, getting down, thinking they had grown. And I remember, like, some people are like, the cops are here, turn the music down. Then, you know, I see people in the back, like on the screen door, they open that up and they just run out. And the party's still jumping, like everybody's just hooting and hollering, music's loud as hell. The next, you know, we just see a line of cops just making their way in. I was like, is this for real? And the cops are just making their way in through to like the DJ. And I was like, everybody that's underage right now, get the fuck out. And everybody just got out. And then we just walking out in the front. And they had like a row of like 6 people that were in handcuffs. Golly. Walked outside. There was cops all over the place. So me and the crew I went with, we jumped in the car. We just went to fucking IHOP. Then we got back to the dorms. Then one of the security officers, or like the campus security or police, got on to my friend that drove us there. And he was like, I don't even stay in this dorm. He's like, I'm just dropping him off. I was like, yeah, I just go to my dorm. And he's like, you kids need to quit doing this and that. Don't parties thing, y'all grown. Then like, he pissed off a bunch of people that was in the front of the, what's it called? The tower, Choctaw Tower. And everybody started calling him pig, whatnot, cussing him out. Yeah. And the police officer just walked away. Cause he was like threatening to arrest us, like throwing us in jail and stuff. And everybody was like, this kid ain't doing nothing. This. Yeah. I feel like that was like one of the biggest parties I've been to. But, you know, it didn't last long. And I feel like that's like one of the only parties I actually went to in Southeastern with, you know, people my age or a little bit older. Other times I was just chilling with my brother and sister.
Shoot, I don't really got no party stories because I wasn't really the party type dude. But in high school, I went to this pretty much all Lolo school. So, you know, there aren't much color people there. So what they would do is they have, like, all these dances. These it's not like prom or anything, but, like...
Like country dancing?
No, it's not.
Can you step in?
Yeah, it's just, like, I don't know. It was weird. But, like, these dances year-round... I remember one time me and this one dude that I was homies with at the time, we both had gotten jobs at a fast food joint up in Kansas. So we both got off of work, and then we was going to pull up to the school real quick and, like, check it out. It was around junior year. So, you know, this dude, he had, you know, he had some alcohol and he had some of that gas. And so he was like, "Hey, you trying to go have a good time?" I was like, I guess.
So,
you know, we get to business. We get,
We in there.
We show up to the school, and, like, every time somebody comes in, they, like, you know, do an alcohol test or whatever.
Oh, wait, this was actually, like, a school function.
Yeah, it's a school function.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I thought you was
at school. Yeah, that's what I said. Like, it's a school function. So, you know, we show up. And, you know, during that time, we're in there.
We in there.
So, did y'all, like, sneak alcohol in there?
He did, yeah.
Dang.
And, you know, I was cool with that security guard, so he kind of, like, let us in. He knew already we're in there.
Oh, they know. They almost definitely know.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we was in that mug getting lit. And I barely remember that night, but...
Golly.
I just remember when we left, we got followed for a minute by some cops. So we was like, oh, snap. And we just went back to his crib and we slumped out. So, yeah, I don't really got no crazy stories, but...
I'm piggyback off that. Shit, it was my junior year prom. First big, like, high school prom I've been to. And I remember I had, like, a pint of Hennessy. I drank like a quarter before I went in. I was like, I'm gonna be the only one lit in there. Ain't nobody gonna be lit like me. Walked up in there, man, it smelled like booty and alcohol. Just sweat, booty, and alcohol, man. And I'm like, oh wow, okay. Then, like, people that thought they were cool back then, you know, drinking, smoking, whatnot, you know, that we only stayed at the prom for like 30, 40 minutes. Then we got to after parties.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember. A couple of my classmates, they went to the damn park that's like a mile away and just hushing or getting a schmobel.
Wow.
The difference, though. Rock and Roll is wild, though. Shout out to them.
Man, my problem was whack. Got a bunch of Lolos. Every song was country music. It was funny, I think my senior year, they rented a DJ, and this man, we was all in there, and he was like, all right, let's everybody get up on the floor, and he started playing Mo Bamba. Nobody stood up. Everybody just sat there, and it was the most awkward thing ever. I was like, God, go here.
Everybody got to be lit to dance. That's probably why everybody was dancing at mom. There's been a Cupid Shuffle.
That's it. They was playing Cupid Shuffle. What are those other ones? Lola's Get Lit To You.
What's up? To the right. Where's that? Keep it shuffling. To the left. To the left. To the right. Now keep. Now keep.
Cha-Cha Slide.
Cha-Cha Slide. Yeah.
Macarena.
Macarena?
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Man, that reminds me of your boy. When we were at Yaz's wedding. And he was lit. He was super hoxed up. And Cupid Shuffle came on. And he jumped up there and he was like grinding it down, like doing the slides everywhere.
Yeah,
he was lit.
Did he pull something?
He probably did. He was hurting. But that was like the most I've ever seen him move or gyrate. You know, yes. He was
Yeah, that boy can move. Yeah. I give him that. He can move.
He's pretty flexible.
Not anymore. He's a little bit older. Yeah. We all used to be like that back in the day. Talking about like 5 years ago. That dude used to shuffle whenever he was like in college. Yeah, but he can dance, surprisingly.
Surprisingly, there are some moves out there.
All right, are you done asking questions, everybody? Or all right, I got one last topic for y'all. What do you guys think about this podcast?
I'll go first. I like the idea, and I like the topics that you're bringing out. I think it's, it'll benefit the audience, especially if you're going towards Chuthas in general. But, of course, everybody else, too, you know. Just opening up discussions, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, stuff people don't like talking about or they're just interested in. I think, you know, it could bring awareness to certain things as well.
Well, like I used to say, for everybody, and I said this the second or third episode, that this podcast isn't just for Chuck, this is for everybody. Excuse me.
He's crying. Cut it.
Onions. No, this podcast is for everybody. It's not just secluded to Chuck. And it is. I guess it is a great ideal thing for Chuthas, you know, because, you know, the area I'm at right now, it is very culturally rich. And a lot of people do know the culture, especially, you know, you'd say like Durant and Broken Bow. But sometimes I do try to stray away from that and I try to go to, especially when I go to Broken Bow, I try to do like the locality and what's going on there. And I also do, like, shout-outs to people that own businesses or, you know, whatever they're doing.
I think it's pretty good. I like the serious topics, too, you know. You know, getting different perspectives of everybody. And then goofy-off topics or any kind of topics, really.
Yeah.
I just like the big mix of it.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
I try to really stray away from like talking about myself, and that's why I bring guests on, because I want to know what y'all think and what y'all say and what y'all been through or not.
You enjoy it. I feel like I've been here
every episode.
Even if I'm not there, I'm there.
Fan favorite.
He's about to be co-host.
Oh gosh.
One more episode.
Get him on payroll.
But no, it's good to like, you know, talk about our experiences. I think a lot of people, they think, you know, I'm the only one that goes through some of these things, you know, whether they're Chuthas or not. But then when we start talking about it, it really does open that, you know, that avenue to like, well, this, you know, for them to start thinking about their experiences, like, oh yeah, that's something similar. What I experience.
Yeah.
I think that's a good, for our people, you know, especially, I think that's a good avenue to open up for them.
Could have said any better. Well, guys, if that's all questions you have for me or any criticism, I guess we'll close this out. Almost at an hour, y'all, so this is a pretty good session. I'm glad y'all came through.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this appreciate is a it. Special guest, Jaden Davis.
Sorry.
Ashton Willis. And Caleb Stangers as well.
Oh, yes, sir.
And I mean, your diligent host, Miko Billy. And I'd like to thank y'all for listening in, and Yoko Ki. I'm sorry.